Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
I want to bring this up real quick here. And it was more slacker yesterday than you guys, but you guys participated. But I don't understand something. And I left here thinking about this yesterday. Why did I catch so much grief yesterday from him about eating a burrito that's 3 days old?
I think because it's kind of yucky.
All right. So, and I know some people don't like
leftovers,
okay? And I get it. I get it. I love leftovers. I love leftovers, okay? So we had burritos come into the building on Friday, last Friday. And it was some, was it Santiago's?
Yes.
Yeah. I think it was, right?
Yes.
And there was some company that was trying to promote, I don't know what was going on, but they had like 50, 60, 80, I don't know how many burritos. Well, about five or six ended up in the refrigerator. Somebody put them in there on Friday. And when yesterday morning came around, they were still there. And so I went back there and grabbed two and ate them. And everybody thought that was so disgusting. It's not like they were 3 weeks old.
No,
they were
I just think the thought of like cold eggs wrapped into, and to me, like the tortilla is probably soggy by now because, you know, all those ingredients in there make it soggy.
Yeah.
It just doesn't sound yummy to me.
See, that's the thing for me because I took one home on Friday and I had one on Saturday morning, but and it wasn't soggy or anything like that. But that's my thing with the burrito. After like maybe a day or even the next day, I feel like it's just soggy.
Yeah. Sog.
Everybody was so like, "Ow, disgusting," and blah, blah. They were delicious.
Well, we're good.
Absolutely delicious. But I couldn't believe how just everybody was so repulsed by it. It's like, it's only 3 days. 3 days is not that much when it comes to food.
But see, I just get like grossed out about leftovers.
Is there any leftovers you like?
Pizza. So,
a lot of people love pizza.
I love pizza.
Spaghetti.
Yeah, because that seems to go into the noodle, so it makes it better.
Yeah.
You know, but
I'll tell you something else that I think is really good 2 or 3 days later is Chinese food.
Mm, yeah, I would agree.
I like Chinese food.
Not the rice part, but
rice gets hard.
Yeah.
Gets hard on. But if you've got like orange chicken or
rice sesame gets what?
Chicken. It gets hard on you.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Yeah.
Hard on you.
Okay.
And so it's not very, very I've tried to even recook it. Just doesn't work.
Right.
Doesn't
but work. I know what you mean. Like the sweet and sour chicken, maybe, or what is it? I get beef and broccoli.
Sesame chicken.
But I'd only eat the beef. I wouldn't eat the broccoli.
Yeah. Broccoli might get gnarly.
Yeah. There's certain foods that are good, you know, with leftovers. Then there are others that are not so good, I guess.
Yeah. Some of them get a little smushy. Smushy.
Man, Slacker was so bent out of shape yesterday. I think he was on drugs, though, because isn't he taking medication for
Jesus
something?
Christ.
Doesn't he have like a mouth
he's
issue?
On an antibiotic.
Yeah, but I think he had to have surgery or something yesterday.
He was
having
some dental work.
Yeah. Later in the afternoon, but not that morning.
They had to go drill him.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he took it early. I don't know.
Wow.
He was a little wacky yesterday.
It wasn't that intense.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.